The savage swing against the Columbine government in the West Australian election has been blamed in part on the Liberal Party's preference swap with One Nation. The former Premier has now expressed unease at the agreement, while Pauline Hanson says it was a mistake. But senior Liberals from the Prime Minister down aren't ruling out similar preference deals at the federal level.
They're always entered into with the intention and objective of maximising the vote and the parliamentary representation of the Liberal Party. At the next federal election is more than 2 years away, and all preference decisions will be considered by the party organisation closer to an election.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who said it was state issues and the it's time factor that led the Liberals' thumping loss on Saturday. Well, the preference swap has infuriated former long-serving National Party Senator Ron Boswell, who spearheaded the party's fight back against Pauline Hanson 20 years ago. He's re-entered the political fray to warn against deals that could see Conservative voters shift to One Nation and drag the coalition further to the right. Ron Boswell, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
It's been a long time. Ron, you heard the Prime Minister there. He's not ruling out future preference deals. Is that just normal political pragmatism, or is it a mistake in your view?
I think he's thinking about it. He's not going to be rushed into any decision. But look, the idea that you add your vote, which is, say, take it at 40%, and the Hanson vote at 15, and you end up with 55% of the vote, is just not on. And that Western Australian proved it. And I think that's what the Liberals were doing, taking their two votes, adding them together, and thinking that would be the result. Well, once that happens, you set up a whole chain of reaction, and people have just got to understand it. First, your moderates move away from the Liberal Party and say, well, if I've got to have a deal that says that we're governing with the with One Nation, well, I'll stay with Labor. So you lose on that side, and then on the other side, you lose where some of your people go and vote for One Nation if you endorse them. So it's just not the right formula.
But, you know, as the PM said there, the whole point of preference deals is to maximise your party's chances. And Matthias Cormann said the deal was done in WA because the primary vote for the Liberal Party, their internal polling showed, was stuck at 29%. They needed to save the furniture. Can you understand why they did it?
Well, I can understand why they did it, but what they did was the wrong thing, because all it did was lock them out of government and lose a massive swing against it.
But they were going to lose anyway. That's what their polling showed.
They were going to lose anyway. They weren't going to lose by 16%. They weren't going to they didn't lose. They experienced a wipeout. And that probably could have been avoided with going in on a unified ticket with the National Party and Liberals locked in together, fighting to oppose Labor. But when you split your ticket, you'd say to people, well, if they can't even agree to go into election bound tight together, what chance have they got of governing together? And that sends a terrible message out to the voters. And the voters responded accordingly.
If the Prime Minister doesn't take a strong stand against Pauline Hanson, where do you predict this will leave the coalition?
Look, we're 2 years out from the election now. The Prime Minister's not going to make a decision on the spot.
Right.
But there'll be enough forces in the party to advise him, look, this is just not going to happen. It just can't happen, because once you do a preference deal with One Nation, you lose all your moderates on one side who vote Labor, and all your conservatives, or not all your conservatives, but a lot of your conservatives drift to One Nation. And he's just got to realise that and understand that.
Well, in much closer period of time, we will be having a state election in Queensland. Back in 1998, the coalition party swapped preferences with One Nation. The coalition vote collapsed by almost 18%. The Nationals lost 5 seats to One Nation, and the LNP in Queensland was in opposition for 14 years. Nevertheless, the Queensland LNP is canvassing a preference swap again at the next state election. What do you think will happen?
Well, I think people such as myself will be in there advising them not to do it. I will be talking in the party forums and the forums that are open to me to say, don't do this. If you stick your 5 fingers in the fan and you lose them, you don't go and stick your other 5 fingers in the fan and lose those too. We experimented with it. Warbeach got overridden with a preference swap. He didn't want to give the preferences to One Nation. He was overridden by the party, and he was sliced and diced. And I will be arguing very strongly that, you know, don't enter into any preference swap.
But the pressure will be different in Queensland, because even if you look at the polling result for One Nation in WA, it was less than 5% of the statewide vote. But in regional Western Australia, it was up over 10%. And in Queensland, the polls suggest One Nation is polling as strongly as 23%. It is One Nation heartland. There are a lot of Queenslanders that like Pauline Hanson and like One Nation, aren't they? That's just
true. There are,
true.
And you must explain to them what is involved in what you will get if you get One Nation. Now, let me tell you, the primary industry is going like a rocket at the moment. $66 billion we're selling overseas in the export industry. Now, who do you want to be negotiating your entry into the market in Indonesia with 300 million mainly moderate Muslims? Do you want Barnaby Joyce talking to Joko Widodo to negotiate your deal on sugar or on live cattle? Or do you want Pauline Hanson in there representing you, selling your product? Well, I'll tell you now, Pauline Hanson won't even get through the front door. And people have got to understand this. We've opened the markets. We've got tariffs off our products. Barnaby Joyce got a half $1 billion. Barnaby Joyce and Malcolm Fraser and their last involvement with Joko Widodo got half a billion tonnes of sugar.
Malcolm Turnbull. But the point is, Ron, that you say you've got to explain to people what they get when they get One Nation, but people know they're not voting Pauline Hanson and One Nation in to run the country. They know that they're voting them in to be a voice in the parliament, and that's the jam, if you like, that the federal coalition is in, that Pauline Hanson garnered many, many hundreds of thousands of votes across the country and has four senators in the Senate. So the government must deal with her. Malcolm Turnbull needs her votes, and he needs to treat her as a legitimate member of the parliament, doesn't he?
No, I don't dispute that for 1 minute. He has to treat her as a member of parliament, and he has to get or try and get a vote. But that doesn't extend to endorsing her or saying or having some of his people saying that she's improved or she's a better person or she's running a better party. That's going over the top, and it's going too far. You seek her votes for legislation. You treat her respectfully because she got there the right way, but then you don't go out and endorse her. You explain to the people what her policies will mean to them if she gets control of the party or gets control of the parliament.
When you gave your valedictory speech when you retired 3 years ago, you said the campaign you led against Pauline Hanson was, quote, the fight of my life. To be taken seriously, you have to stand for something. And taking on her, this is quoting you, her aggressive, narrow view of Australia meant that I risked everything. It was my greatest political achievement. Now, 3 years on, it's clear that for all your efforts, you didn't slay that dragon. One Nation is back in bigger numbers.
And that's why I joined the debate last week, because I can see it coming up. Thank goodness Western Australian voters had enough nous to see that what she was offering wasn't acceptable.
Do you think Queensland voters will have that same degree?
I think if we explain it to them, if Barnaby Joyce can connect with the rural people, if he goes out and talks to them and says, well, your citizens' initiative referendum will be devastating. Now, a citizens' initiative referendum is something she's promoting. It would lose live cattle exports. It would lose kangaroo culling. It would lose even most people out in rural Australia Conservative would lose abortion, all these things. We've got to explain where she will lead us. Now, we've tried Clive Palmer with an absolute disaster. Now, let's not line up again with Pauline Hanson, which would be a bigger disaster.
Ron Boswell, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Ron Boswell was a Queensland National Party senator for more than 30 years and father of the Senate for some of that time. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 8.